All right, Shabbos, say good morning. Let's begin. So I figured for the start of a new Masechta, we'll spend a little bit of time on a little bit of a different Musar Seder. We're not finished with the Piagets. Now we still have another 1.5 Ma'amarim to do in the Chobas HaTamidim. But perhaps to spend a little bit of the summer's man, learning a little bit of Mesilas Yesharim. And we've learned this Sefer many, many, many moons ago. I don't know how many years ago we did it last, but it was a while ago. And so, you know, as the Ramchal writes, or Moshe Chaim Luzzatto writes in his introduction to the Sefer, he says, which we're not going to cover, we're going to start from Perek Aleph, but then one of the most important parts of the introduction, he says, is that you will find very few chidushim, very few novels, teachings, or sayings in this Sefer. He says, the power of the Sefer is, I write all the things that everyone already knows, yet sometimes we fail to execute on. We'll say we know that rarely in life does someone tell us something and we say, wow, I never heard that before. I never knew such a thing like that. More often in life, what happens is people remind us of fundamentals, and I realize that for whatever the reason over the course of life, I have forgotten those fundamentals. So that's, we'll say, the essence of the Mesilas Yesharim, authored by Reb Moshe Chaim Luzzatto. Again, very, very, very brief history. Reb Moshe Chaim Luzzatto was an incredible Talmud Chacham, a great Kabbalist, was accused of being a follower of Shabtai Tzvi, and as a result, pretty much was unable to get a job teaching Torah. He becomes an optician, emigrates with his family to Eretz Yisrael, and shortly after emigrating, different historical accounts, but his entire family died, according to most accounts, through a plague. Moshe Chaim Luzzatto was 39 years old when he passed away. So amazingly enough, we'll see that so many of the lessons that he teaches, clearly he lived, and as such was able to have a dramatic impact even in such a short life. So we'll see with that. Let's begin. Perek Aleph, Beber Klal Chovas Adam Olam. Title of this chapter is explaining the nature of a person's obligation in this world. Yisod HaChasidus, V'shoresh HaAvodah HaTmimu, the foundation of Chasidus, the foundation of piety, Shoresh HaAvodah HaTmimu, the root of pure service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we'll say, so the Ramchal starts out by saying, what is the essence of life, right? The Yisod, the foundation, the Shoresh, Sheyisbarer v'yisames itzel ha'adam ma chovaso ba'olamo. A person has to ask himself and has to clarify for himself, what is my obligation in this world? What am I doing here? What is my obligation? We've spoken about this concept many times. The Ramchal doesn't say, what do I want to do when I grow up? The Ramchal doesn't say, you know, what are my hobbies? What are my passions? What are the things that I'm interested in? In the Ramchal's worldview, the question I ask myself is, ma chovaso ba'olamo? What is my obligation in this world? What is it that I'm here to accomplish? What is it that I'm here to do? Ulema tzarech shiyosam mabato umigamaso b'chol asher hu amel kol yimei chayav. I will say each one of these phrases are so profound. And what should I, yasim mabato means, what should I go ahead and set my sights on? What should I set my sights on? Megamaso is, what path forward should I choose? What should I set my sights on? What should my direction be? Bechal asheru amal kol yomav. In terms of what I'm toiling with, or what I'm toiling on during my time in this world. So we'll say, what the Ramchal says is, before we get into, you know, taking on this avoda, learning this, davening like this, perfecting this midah, there's a much more fundamental question I have to ask myself. What am I doing here? What am I doing here? I don't mean here at 5:45 in the morning. I mean, like, what am I doing in this world? What am I doing? Because I was saying, unless I know how to answer that question, or unless I can answer that question, or I make an attempt to answer that question, we say differently, it's only through answering that question that I know what I'm supposed to focus on, that I know what I'm supposed to set my sights on, that I know what direction I'm supposed to go in. If I don't answer that question, then how do I make my decisions about what I should or should not be doing over the course of life? Now, obviously it's easy to write the question and it's easy to learn the words. This is the million-dollar life question that most of us thinking people spend their lives trying to figure out, what am I doing here? And as we know, very often there's not one answer. There are different answers for different stages in life. There could even be different answers for different days. But the question has to be asked and answered. What is my obligation in this world? And as a result, ultimately, what am I setting my sights on? And which direction am I taking? Next page, Tezayin. Vinei. Masho. So, Bosei, so as we're going to see, by the way, the essence of this sefer is dedicated through this, to discovering this answer. Now the truth is, remember, nowhere in here is Ramchal going to tell us, your mission is X, your mission is Y. What the Ramchal is going to tell us is actually very similar. This is actually why I thought about going back to this a little bit, even though we're not yet finished with the PHS and with Chovas Talmidim, is because their premise is the same. So remember again, bless you, the Ish Kodesh, right, the Piyajetzna, was speaking about the idea that in order to understand yourself and understand your world, your neshama has to be refined. That very often you can't find your way in this world with your seichel, you have to find it with your neshama, with your ruchnius. So therefore, the more you go ahead and cultivate your sense of ruchnius, the more you have nevuah, like the Piyajetzna said, and the more you have nevuah, the more you have life clarity, you know which direction to choose, which way to go in. As we're going to see, the Ramchal operates on the same exact premise. The more ruchni you are, the more refined your character is, the more you work on your midos, the more you learn, the more you will be able to discover what your derech in life is. The more you're in touch with your inner self, is the more you will know what you have to do in this world. We're going to develop that over the sefer. But what Ramchal does point out is, there is a, I don't want to call it a generic answer, because that seems like too, there is a general answer, right? There is an overarching answer. When he asks, Macho vaso ba'olamo, what's my obligation in this world? There is an overarching answer that applies to all of us. As we're going to read this paragraph now, this paragraph, Beis, page Tazayin. V'hinei ma shehorunu chachamenu, zichronu levracha. That which the rabbis explained, who sha'adam lo nivra, ela lehis anegal Hashem, velehanos miziv shchinaso. It will say a person was only created, ultimately again, to rejoice over his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to derive benefit from the Shechina. Shezel hatanuk ha'amiti, v'ha'idun ha'godol mikol ha'idunim she'echolim lehimatze. It will say these are incredibly profound words, because writes the Ramchal, the ultimate joy that can be found in this world, and the greatest pleasure that can be found in this world, is the pleasure and the joy that derives from a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you have a relationship with the Divine, that is where true joy comes from. Now I want to point something out. This is why sometimes when you know a little bit of the historical background to people's lives, to authors' lives, you begin to appreciate their works just a bit more. The Ramchal suffered a lot throughout his life and encountered many, many setbacks. And what he said is, you could have a lot of different things in this world, a lot of different things in life, but the one thing that is only consistent, or one of the only things that is consistent and that gives you ongoing joy, is a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you want to know what your chovaso ba'olamo, if you want to know what your obligation in this world is, again, we each have to discover that on our own, because that is a personalized answer. But in a general sense, what gives us joy in this world, and what ultimately, again, gives us simcha and purpose in this world, is a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where there is a relationship with the Divine, there is joy, there is happiness. Va'idun ha'godol mikol ha'idunim she'echonu nehimatze. Umakom ha'idun. Now here's what's interesting. Now ultimately, again, where does the place where this joy plays out most acutely is ba'olam haba. So I'll say, obviously, if I understand, and if I'm saying, that a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what gives me ultimate joy, then halacha lemaisa, that joy is most acutely experienced in Olam Haba. Is it Olam Haba? Ki hu nivra b'hachana mitzarech es ladavra hazeh. Because ultimately, again, Olam Haba itself was created for this very purpose, to allow ultimately, again, for this joy and connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jew. They will say, so obviously, but, however, look at paragraph Gimel. Ach haderech kidei lahagia mechos chavtzeinu ze ha'olam. They will say, but the only way to get to Olam Haba, obviously, is how? To maximize Olam Hazeh. Now, let's be clear about something. Judaism is a life-centric religion. And that is why, again, how many times does the Torah speak about Olam Haba? Right? Explicitly, never. Explicitly, never. Nuanced twice. Why? Because at the end of the day, we are a life-centric religion. I think I mentioned this before. Rashan Shlomo Hirsch brings down, he says that if you look historically, and you can still see it today, everybody passed by a church. So almost, what does every church have attached to it? A cemetery, right? Very often. So if you look at shuls, shuls never have cemeteries. The only place you'll find shuls that have cemeteries is in Eastern Europe, and that's for a different reason. That's because Jews weren't allowed to own land. So when Jews got their hands on land, ultimately, again, it had to serve multiple purposes. So at the end of the day, we don't attach cemeteries to our houses of worship. Why? Because we're a life-centric religion. It's all about here and now. Kohanim do not become Tamei Meis, cannot come in contact with the dead. Why? Because Kohanim's job is to teach us how to live. That's their job. Therefore, they are disassociated from death. Lest you think that we glorify death, lest you think that we run towards death, mamish, nothing further from the truth. So, on one hand, however, the true actualization of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not occur in this world. It occurs in the next. But the only way to get to that true and incredible, overwhelming nature, and almost like pinnacle of relationship, is only how? Through the maximization of Olam Hazeh, of this world. I'm not running to Olam Haba, but I recognize that at the end of the day, the truest and purest form of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu will only come then. But I also know that I can never enjoy that unless I maximize my time in this world answering the question, Macho Vaso Bolo. We'll stop over here. We'll let me answer to pick up in paragraph Gimel tomorrow. We'll say, again, I would urge you, I know that some people only signed up for the Daf Yomi class and didn't sign up for 5:45 Musar. But it's still open enrollment. And I would tell you that, again, you can't be a properly functioning Jew without Musar. You just can't. A Gemara by itself is never enough. It's just not. A Jew has to learn Musar. And Baruch Hashem, we're now starting with this great Sefer Mesilas, which we learned before. As I said before, the whole power of Mesilas Yesharim is in Chazara. It's 15 minutes. It's not going to move the needle one bit on whether or not you're more rested or less rested if you come at 5:45 or 5:55. Not a shred of difference. But it will make a dramatic difference for yourself, for your day, and for your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Mirat Hashem, we just started. We'll continue with this for our summer Zman for a little bit. Then, Mirat Hashem, we'll go back to Chovas HaTalmidim. Shkoyach.